Blog Talk Radio.
Do you want to have more clients next year? Do you want to make more money next year? Well, your journey to success starts today. On this episode of the Growing Your Holistic Business podcast, you'll learn a simple system that will help you plan your strategy for next year's success. And no, you won't need any special software or fancy spreadsheets. All you're going to need is a piece of paper and a pencil, and I'll show you how to lay out the foundation of a powerful plan that's going to help you make next year, meaning this year, the best year ever. So I want you to first go to growingyourholisticbusiness.com/planning for success and download an easy-to-follow worksheet that will help you follow along with today's episode. Let me give you that link one more time. It's growingyourholisticbusiness.com/planning for success. And once you get there, you'll find an easy-to-follow worksheet that's going to help you as we move through today's strategy to help you make this the best year ever. Hi, and welcome to Growing Your Holistic Business. This is your weekly dose of inspiration, motivation, and practical heart-centered business strategies to help you grow your holistic business. I'm your host, Bob Crawford. I'm the founder of growingyourholisticbusiness.com, and I want to thank you for joining me today. It's awesome. Absolutely awesome that you're here with me connecting and continuing to grow your practice, your business. I'm excited to be a part of your journey. And you know, my intention, as it is every week here on Growing Your Holistic Business, is that our time together is going to prove valuable for you. So whether you're already an established practitioner and you're looking to take your business to the next level, or maybe you're just feeling called, you know, you have that urge to shine your light, to get out there in the world and share your unique gifts, and you're just stepping into your role as an energy healer, as a holistic practitioner. Well, in either case, you're in the right place. So today, as you can guess by the episode title, Planning for Success, How to Make This Your Best Year Ever, we're going to talk about some strategies and some ways that you can plan your year so that you can get the most out of it. And I know this is a deep subject, and we only have a few moments to spend together here today, but I'm going to try to get as much in as I can. I want to give you the foundations of a plan that you can use to grow your business. But as we do each week, I want to start with a quotation. This one's pretty powerful. And this one, again, I think last week's was from Abraham Lincoln as well. Today's quote is from Abraham Lincoln. But it really is relative and relevant to today's topic. So Abe said, "Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first four sharpening the axe." Sharpening the axe. He'll spend the first 4 hours sharpening the axe so that he can do the job as efficiently as possible. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about here today because, you know, many times as we move through the year, we struggle to implement strategies and ideas and concepts in our business to help it move forward because we don't have a cohesive plan. We don't have a way to put all the parts, and there are quite a few moving parts to your business. We have to have a way to put all those parts together so that we know where we're going, so that we know how we're doing on the trip there, so we know when we've arrived. So if you have 6 hours for a task, I suggest you follow Abe's advice and spend the first four sharpening your axe, honing your skills, learning what you need to learn in order to maximize your efficiency and get the job done as easily as possible. Because it's not just about being efficient, it's about being easy too. If you've got a dull axe, if you don't have the right skills, then the job you're going to do, whether it's cutting down a tree or anything else in life, is going to be twice as hard, three times as hard, four times as hard than it needs to be. So, talk about planning for success. But before we do, I want to make sure that you go to growingyourholisticbusiness.com/planning for success. That's all one word, growingyourholisticbusiness.com/planning for success. That'll take you to a page that has a link to the worksheet for today's episode, Planning for Success worksheet. You'll find it is easy to follow along, it's easy to print out, and it's going to be a valuable resource for you as you move through not only today's episode, but as you move through your year, planning your business, deciding where to focus your attention. All right? So now while you're at growingyourholisticbusiness.com, I also want you to take advantage of the free audio program that's there for you. It's called How to Grow Your Holistic Business, and it contains a 7-step strategy system that I use to help practitioners just like you learn how to attract more clients, make more money, but more importantly, to create that freedom so that you have the opportunities to enjoy the experiences in life that you seek. So if you don't have all the clients you want, you're not creating the income that you want from your practice, by all means, grab this free audio program right now. It is probably just what you need. So I don't want to waste any more time today. I want to get into the worksheet. I want you to start creating a plan for your success. So I think the first question that comes up when we talk about planning is, why plan at all, you know? Many people just kind of wing it. And while that works for some folks, for many folks, it doesn't really produce the results that we're looking for. Now, there's another quotation. There's a bonus quote today, a quotation from Benjamin Franklin that has a lot of relevance to this question, why plan in the first place? And he said, remember, you've probably heard this before, if you fail to plan, say it with me, you're planning to fail. If you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. So we're going to take care of that today. We're going to get you started on a plan. And I want you to understand that planning itself, you know, many people in the holistic field, because of the nature of our work, because of the nature of how we help people and what we do, practical, logical things like planning and strategy are often pushed aside, and we tend to trust our intentions, we tend to trust the universe, and, you know, it will provide for us if we're doing the right thing. And that is true. You know, manifesting works, but it only works if you're out there on the front line doing your part, taking inspired action, making it easy for those clients to find you, those clients that you're manifesting, those clients that you're attracting. Well, they may be drawn towards you through your intentions and your manifesting efforts, but on their journey towards you, they're just like the rest of us. They're easily distracted by bright, shiny objects. They're easily distracted by the first solution they find. So you have to make it easy for people to find you so that you become the first solution they find, that you become the first solution they think of when they're in the need for your services or solutions. So manifesting does work, and I want you to trust the universe that it will provide, because it does. But it's up to you to be out there taking action, making it easy, claiming what is yours. You know, it's not enough to sit back and just hope that they're going to come. You've got to get out there and make it work, do the work yourself, and make it easy for them. So let's talk about your plan. If you've downloaded the worksheet, remember to go to growingyourholisticbusiness.com/planningforsuccess. If you've got your worksheet, let me just open up mine so I can follow along with you. I want you to understand that your intuition is such a valuable part of the planning process. I want you to trust your intuition at every stage of this process, because your intuition is what you need to listen to, not fear. When you're planning your business success, when you're planning how you're going to operate this year, many times it's that voice of fear that steps up. And, you know, it's often disguised as the voice of reason. You think it's your voice of reason speaking to you, but it's actually your fears holding you back and stopping you from taking new actions, stopping you from grabbing hold of new opportunities. So learn to trust your intuition and not your fear if you really want to grow to that level that you want. Now, the strategy we're going to create today, and don't worry if you weren't able to download the worksheet or you're not able to print it out right now. You can do this on paper and pencil with me. But the plan you're going to create today, I want you to think of as a sacred document. And it doesn't have to be pretty. Like I said, it can just be on paper and pencil. But it's sacred and it's valuable because it's really your roadmap to success. It's your ticket, if you will, to the business and the life that you envision. So if you're doing this on paper, on the top of your page, I want you to write my success plan for 2015. 2015, here we are. If you're following along the worksheet, you'll see, number one, I have a statement, and it says, imagine it is December 31st, 2015. The year is about to come to a close. So I want you to ask yourself, what would have had to have happened this year? What would have had to have happened this year in order for you to feel like it was a successful year? Would that be maybe you served a certain number of clients? Would you have made a certain dollar amount? Would you have had the ability to take time off and maybe, you know, an extra vacation or a single vacation, or, you know, maybe it's the transformation or the healing that you bring to others? whatever it is for you, what would have had to have happened for you to feel like 2015 was a successful year? It was a totally off the charts, knock 'em dead, blow your socks off year. So go ahead and fill that in. And you know, we're gonna blow through this pretty quick because of the time frame that we have on the episode. But this sheet is very valuable, and I want you to keep it, and I want you to go back and work on the parts that perhaps need a little bit more attention, need a little bit more thought and detail, okay? So that's the biggest thing I can say to you right now. So as you answer question one and you imagine the kind of year you would have had in order for you to feel successful, I want you to think about those things, and I want you to concentrate, because we're going to make that vision a reality right now. Now, the thing about creating strategy, the thing about creating plans, the thing about working towards your dreams is that you have to dream forward, you have to dream about the future, but you have to plan backwards, because planning is about measuring the results that you get, about devising a way to create the results that bring you to that end result, to that dream, to that vision, to that reality. So planning is about measuring, and the thing about measuring is those things that we measure tend to grow because we're focused on them. Now, in the marketing world and the online business world, this is called metrics. You've probably heard this term. Metrics are anything that you track. One metric you might track in your business would be your income. Another might be the amount of visitors to your website. There are many, many things that we track in our business and many, many things that we should track. And there are also many things that we can track that don't really have a benefit to us to help us make decisions. So we're going to focus on just a couple key things today that we're going to think about measuring and tracking and growing. And the biggest one of those, of course, is money. So on line two of your worksheet, you'll see I want to know, how much money do you want to make this year? What's the amount? What's the dollar total? What would it have to be for this to be a great year for you? Just go ahead and jot down that number. Don't think too deeply about it. Make sure it's more than this year. So then we move on to the next line of the worksheet, or the next line on your paper. If you're following along with just a paper and pencil, that's fine, remember. So once you decide how much money you want to make this year, and that becomes your yearly income goal, now you have to break that number down a little bit. You have to decide where that money is going to come from. So the next question I have for you to ask yourself is, how are you going to make that money? And you know, this comes down to, how many different income streams do you have? Now, maybe you just serve clients one-on-one, and that's your only income stream. That's fine. Then 100% of your income will come from serving clients. But let's say you also put on workshops or run programs, and some of your money is going to come from that. So I want you to think about, for your yearly income goal, how is that going to break down? How much of that money income is going to come from working one-on-one with clients? How much is going to come from the participants in your workshops or your programs? Now, maybe you sell products. Maybe you sell e-books or CDs or DVDs, something like that, jewelry. What percent of your income is going to come from selling physical products? Put that down. And then there's also a space for other. Maybe you have some other form of income. Perhaps you generate speaking fees when you speak for groups or people. Anything other, just go ahead and put that down there. So you've got four main categories of where your money is going to come from this year. And you decide the different percentages. So now that you know how much you're going to make each year, this year, from those different categories, we're going to break it down into a monthly target goal. Because when we look at our year, that's a big, blank expanse of time that hasn't happened yet. So for most people, planning gets a lot easier when you chunk it down, when you break it down into monthly goals. Now, of course, you can always break things down further. You can break your goals down into weekly goals or daily goals, and that's fine for some things. But right now, we're kind of taking the long view of your year, and we just want to focus on your monthly goals. So we're going to take those figures that you just generated on line three, and we're going to turn them into monthly goals. And, of course, the easiest way to do that is simply to divide by 12. So I have an example for you on the worksheet. If you're yearly income goal for working one-on-one with clients is $60,000. Then you divide that by 12 for 12 months, and you get $5,000. So that's your target goal for each month, $5,000. $5,000 a month times 12 months equals $60,000 for the year. I think you get the picture. So I want you to go ahead and do the same thing with the different income streams that you have in your business. If you have workshops, how much do you want to make from your workshops this year and divide it by 12? You come up with a monthly and do the same for your products and do the same for your other income. And what you're going to get is a snapshot of what you have to produce each month in order to hit that yearly target. Now, this may seem intimidating, but this is the reality. This is the only way to hit that yearly target. Because if you just go along and go along and go along before you know it, it's October or November, and you're still far, far away from your target, it's way too late to make any adjustments. It's way too late to change any of your tactics and strategies to try to boost things up. So when we have a monthly target, we can evaluate our progress on a month-by-month basis. So when January ends, you know for certain whether you're on track. If you hit January's targets, then you're looking good. If you exceeded January's targets, you're looking great. Now, maybe if you fell short of your target for the first month of the year, well, that allows you the opportunity to make changes right then and there. You know, maybe you need to focus more on your email list marketing. Maybe you need to focus more on social media. You know, it depends on your business. And only you, and perhaps your mentor, can actually know where you need to change. But it gives you the clue, it gives you the idea that something's not right, that something's not working, and that there are things you need to do to get back on track. So, as I said, these monthly income goals are really the foundation of your whole plan to take your practice to the next level. And let me tell you this straight out. Just by doing this, just by these couple questions that you've answered here on your worksheet, you're already doing more than 90% of the people in your field. Those people that you look at and consider your competition, you've just done more planning for this year than 90% of them. How does that make you feel? Pretty good, right? Great. Well, let's go beyond that 90%. Let's keep digging a little bit deeper and figure out some strategies to attain that monthly goal. So let's use our earlier example, working one-on-one with clients. And let's say your yearly income goal was $60,000 and you got your monthly goal of $5,000. Remember, we divided by 12. So now you're $5,000 a month working with clients. We need to know how many clients that takes. Well, the way to get that number is to divide your monthly goal to $5,000 and divide that by the fee you charge per hour. Because in this example, working one-on-one with clients, you're charging an hourly rate. So in our example, to generate $5,000 a month, if you charge $100 an hour, you need to serve 50 clients a month. It's plain math. If you only serve 40 clients this month, well, you know you're 10 clients short. You're $1,000 short. And this lets you see where in your marketing you need to change and where you need to focus. It needs to be on attracting those clients in this case. But you can do the same thing with each of your target income streams. You can do it with your workshops. You know, how much money do you want to make during January in your workshops? What do you charge per person? And that tells you how many people you need to reach that target. Same with products. If you sell a $10 ebook and you want to make $1,000 this month from selling that ebook, well, you've got to sell 100 of them. The math doesn't lie. The math gives you a clear way to see where you're going and where you can shift your efforts. So now, this is really easy to do. And once you do it with each of your income streams, you're going to find out that you now have an excellent roadmap that shows you exactly what percentage of your focus needs to be on each of these income streams in order to make them a reality. So the next part of your success plan is really to decide how you're going to make these numbers a reality. What are you going to do to market your or promote these services, these products? So in order to attract 50 clients each month or to sell 100 e-books each month, you have to decide exactly how you're going to do that. So we're going to talk about marketing for a little bit because marketing is the heart of growing your business. It's where you are out there on the front line attracting new people, informing them, educating them, sharing about yourself. So because this really depends upon what services and what methods of marketing you use in your business, the rest of this worksheet is kind of up to you. So I gave you an example, and we're on line 6 of the worksheet, if you're following along. If you're on paper and pencil, just write number 6. And the question is, how will you market or promote your services? Will you use email marketing, blogging, social media, articles, advertising, videos? You know, there are tons of ways for you to get the word out. And you have to decide what you're going to use to promote each of your income streams. So let's say that one of the methods you use to attract new clients, to inform and to educate people, is a newsletter. This is common. Many of us have newsletters. You know, they fall under various names or headings. It could be an e-zine, could be a monthly guide, a monthly tip sheet, whatever it is for you. That's one method of marketing, your newsletter. So your decision is, how often during the month are you going to send that newsletter out? Will it be once a month? Will it be twice a month? Once a week? 3 times a week? Daily? You know, the frequency of your communication with your email list really depends upon the information that you're sharing and your list, the people on your list, their interest in receiving information. Now, for some niches, for some people, once a week is the ideal. You know, once a month is kind of the bare minimum. Anything less than once a month and you're really losing touch with the people on your list. You're not doing your job of staying in front of them. You're not doing your job of keeping yourself, your services, and your solutions in the forefront of their minds. Once a month is the bare minimum that I would suggest to any client as far as using email marketing to contact their list. So you make a frequency decision. In the example here, we're going to choose once a week. So now you know once a week you have to develop and mail your newsletter. So if you look down at number 7, it's called your next steps. And the first thing under next steps I call make a marketing calendar and stick to it. So a great thing for you to do, talking about your newsletter, once you decide that you want to send it once a week, is to create a marketing calendar. Open up your calendar or get a blank calendar and pencil in the dates that you're going to publish your newsletter. So now you know that perhaps by the 2nd, the 9th, and the 16th, you have to have that newsletter done. So think in your head, what do you have to do beforehand to get that newsletter ready? How can you be certain to have that newsletter ready to go on that date? So you have to plan what's going to be in it. You have to plan who's going to do the certain parts of it. Perhaps you have an assistant. Perhaps you have guest posts. You know, the newsletters and e-zines come in all sizes, shapes, and forms. So whatever it is for you, once you've got that target publication date, then you can work backwards and decide how much time you need for each issue to prepare it. Now, other examples of media that you use to promote or market your services could be social media. You know, how often will you be on social media promoting yourself? Which social media sites will you use? Will it be Facebook? Will it be LinkedIn? Will you be posting videos on YouTube? The key to success in social media, again, is consistency. So decide on a frequency. You know, many people are on social media every single day, but they're not posting relevant materials, relevant content that would get a visitor to click back through their website. You know, sharing videos, sharing funny pictures of cats doing weird things, sharing all these crazy things is an element of being a participant in social media, but it's not helping your business. It's not driving people back to your website. So look at your social media use, how often you plan on being on these different sites, maybe even go as far as breaking it down into the different sites. You know, some sites might require less interaction than others, you know, publishing 1 or 2 YouTube videos a month and commenting on them and sharing them would be an adequate plan for a lot of practitioners when they follow it up with their activity on the other sites, you know, Facebook, LinkedIn, and then the niche sites, the holistic niche sites that you might be involved in that relate to your individual practice, because there's tons of those out there too. So one of the biggest things you can do for your business is to fill out this worksheet. Decide how often you're going to do these promotional activities, these marketing activities. Create this marketing calendar and really stick to it and get out there and promote your business in a way that feels good to you. Now, as I said, just completing this simple worksheet has already put you ahead of most of the people in your field. And if you are consistent and if you are committed, yeah, I'll use that word committed. You have to be committed to your marketing plan. You have to be committed to doing the things that you plan on doing to get out there and share your info with all those millions and millions of visitors that are just waiting to stumble on your site, just waiting to be drawn in, just waiting to learn about your solutions, learning how you can help them. They're out there, and it's up to you to be on the front line, to be exposed, to be easy for these visitors to find you. So one of the things you should do is to schedule, if you will, 10, 15, 20 minutes once a month or so to brainstorm, to sit down and just brainstorm some content ideas. You know, what kind of information would your visitors, would your ideal clients be interested in reading? What do they need to learn about? You know, what can you share with them that would entice them to come back to your website and learn more? I can't tell you the answer to that because it depends on your modality. It depends on the clients you're trying to attract. But I can tell you that 99% of the time, the content that's going to draw them in is going to be related to the benefits you provide. It's going to be related to the solutions that you offer to specific problems. People searching for practitioners are doing so because they have a particular problem that they want solved. That's important to remember. They're not surfing willy-nilly and stumbling on your site and going, oh, that sounds great. You know, 99% of the people that find you were looking for a solution to a problem. Now, here's the flip side of that coin. Many of the visitors who find you don't find their solution on your website. It may be you don't offer that particular solution. It may be that you didn't provide an easy way for them to realize that you are the solution. In either case, taking this time each month to brainstorm new ways to present information, brainstorming different ways of presenting that information, brainstorming different information altogether, is going to help you go far in creating a marketing plan that does draw clients to you, that does attract clients to you. So those two ideas, making a marketing calendar and creating a brainstorming session each month, will help you a lot. Now, the third thing I listed under number 7, your next steps, is called try new things. And I think this is important because so many of us, you know, we get in ruts and we get used to doing things the same old way. You know, let's take social media as an example. You're on there day after day. You post this. You have an event coming up. You post it. You know, we get into this rut. We do things over and over the same way. But there are many, many ways out there to do things. And one of the things I want to suggest to you is to keep your eyes open and try something new when it comes along. There's always a way to apply something in your business, even if it doesn't come from the holistic field. So no matter where you are or what you're doing, I want you to keep your mind and your eyes open for new ways to use the web, new ways to approach clients, new ways to get in front of people, new ways to attract their interest, new ways to draw them in. I think we're just about out of time today. I hope that you've gotten a lot of information out of this short strategy call. I know as we moved right along really quickly through it. Be sure to go to growingyourholisticbusiness.com/planningforsuccess, and you can download your own copy of the worksheet to go along with this episode. I'll put the link on the show page on my blog. The link is right here on the show page on Blog Talk Radio. So grab that and take the time to go ahead and fill out your worksheet.